Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, look, we're in a four-game skid. You know why? I'll tell you why. We're not rocking our KISW rock baseball shirts. That's why.
Right.
I got to put it on.
Put it on.
I got to put it on and get the mojo back.
Take it off and put it on, BJ.
Take it off and put it on. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Damn. All right, so you want to, you know what? You want to rock the baseball? You want to get back? Get the Mariners back in first place. All right, man, this is how you do it. Okay, I don't know if this is how you do it, but you know what? I'll be happy if you go to KISW.com and rock one of these KISW Rock Baseball shirts. They look awesome, and you get them now at the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
To beat Migs. It's time to turn down for tacos.
Charge out for what?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
What's it? What? What?
Since Russell Wilson just got all that money, he should buy everybody in Washington a taco.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you should spend your money when you make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just buy everybody tacos.
Buy everybody a taco.
Wow.
Show some goodwill, and maybe all those people who are mad on the text lines, maybe they'll be okay if they get a free taco from Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll find something to complain about.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that's a fact.
You can even get me a Taco Supreme.
Yeah.
So rich.
Where's my double-decker?
That guy, we would have won the Super Bowl if he got me a Taco Supreme.
Where's my Mexi Nugget?
Yeah.
Mexi Fries, dude.
Oh, whatever.
Let's get to our contestant. We've got.
I'm sure there's Mexi Nuggets, too. They're probably just chicken nuggets that they just sell at Taco Time and call it that.
Ooh, they should use that with the seasoning.
Yeah.
I like your idea there.
It's a great idea.
Thank you.
I don't care what they call them. They're tasty sounding. I'll take them.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Bill in Linwood to take on Steve. Bill, are you there, sir?
Go Hawks.
There it is. Yeah. That's it.
Go Hawks.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see Buck Cherry over at El Corazon on June 12th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketfly.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Bill will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Bill, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Originating in Italy, what is the name of the espresso-based coffee drink that uses steamed milk foam?
Cappuccino?
Yes. In what year did Russell Wilson marry Ciara?
2014.
No.
2015.
No.
2016.
Yes!
Nice.
Which chess piece will typically have a horse's head?
That'd be a knight.
Yes! What color is a double word score tile in the game of Scrabble?
Yellow.
No.
Pink.
Yes! A screwdriver cocktail is vodka with what fruit juice?
Orange juice.
Yes! Who replaced Bob Barker as host of The Price is Right in 2005?
Drew Carey.
Yes! HBO's Game of Thrones is based on a series of books by whom?
George R. R. Martin.
Yes! Nice. Which continent is the natural habitat of the ostrich?
continent? Australia.
No.
Australia.
No.
Africa.
Yes. Iron Man's suit is powered by a reactor located where?
In his chest.
Yes. And Bill gets 9 out of 10.
Woo, this is a good one.
Ooh, you're going to get a loser song, I feel.
I think so.
I don't think Steve's going to be on his game right now. I think he's too put off by Russell Wilson's beautiful voice.
Real quick, man.
What's up?
If I win, I want to give it to caller number 9.
All right, cool. Sweet.
All right.
Spoiler alert, Steve.
Yeah.
You got your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I did the math.
Damn.
Good job, buddy.
All right.
Yep.
Steve.
Thinking cap is on.
Are you ready?
Go Hawks.
Oh, dear. Originating in Italy, what is the name of the espresso-based coffee drink that uses steamed milk foam?
Cappuccino.
Yes. And what year did Russell Wilson marry Ciara?
2016.
Yes. Yeah. Which chess piece will typically be a horse's head?
That'd be a knight.
Yes.
Yeah.
What color is a double word? What color is a double word score tile in a game of Scrabble?
Pink.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
A screwdriver cocktail is vodka and what fruit juice?
Orange juice.
Yes. Who replaced Bob Barker as host of The Price is Right in 2005? Yes. HBO's Game of Thrones is based on a series of books by whom?
Hamlet.
No.
Oh. J.R. Tolkien.
No.
Russell Wilson.
No. Yeah. Which continent is the natural habitat of the ostrich?
Africa.
Yes. Iron Man's suit is powered by a reactor located where?
But.
No.
Chest.
Yes. If you were born in June of 1949, how old would you be today?
Oh, crap. 70.
No.
80.
No.
60.
No. And Steve, you lose 9-8.
Damn it, man.
Oh, damn it, Steve.
Yep. So congratulations to Bill.
Wow.
Thank you.
Job.
Go Sharks.
Yeah.
Go Sharks.
Go Sharks.
Wow. How they doing?
They're down 2-1 in the series.
All right. Well, they're still in it. I mean, they're the same place my Bruins were at. So
I'm rooting for the Knights. Yep. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah. I got to root for. No, actually, I'm. I got to. You know what? I'm going to root for the Sharks.
All right, go for it.
Because Dylan Gambrelli from Bonnie Lake, he plays for the Sharks.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if he's playing much in the playoffs, but that's pretty awesome. But I'm very happy to see the Toronto Maple Leafs are up 2-1.
Yeah, shit him a minute.
Boston Bruins.
Shit him a minute. Hey, BJ.
Yes, sir.
You can get your retribution right now because you have a little bit of a song there.
Oh, right, because you lost because our boy Bill won.
Hang on the line, Billy. He did know that it is George R.R. Martin's books that are the basis of Game of Thrones.
The Difference Maker.
It was.
Yeah.
And you even got a chance to do the last question, which Bill didn't. If you were born in June of 1949, how old would you be today?
Yeah.
You were very close when you said 70.
69.
Nice.
Yeah. Your favorite number.
But that made you lose. So congratulations, Bill, on beating you. And like Bill said, we'll be taking caller 9.
Yeah. So caller 9, you are a winner. Normally, if you tie or beat Steve, you win yourself. But Bill was like, you know what? I'm going to give this prize to somebody else. So caller 9, you're checking out Buck Cherry at El Corazon. Caller number 9, 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 9.
And someone texted in saying Taco Bell did have Mexi Nuggets, and they were amazing.
Mm. Oh, so they did and they don't anymore?
And I thought, if I remember correctly, though, Mexi Nuggets were just kind of like tater tots as well.
That's what I thought, too. I don't remember anything like fried chicken nuggets.
No, I don't think they were, but they were... I think they were just like tater tots. Yeah,
they were.
But they were called Mexi Nuggets. That's why I always think about whenever someone says Mexi Fries, is that what they call them? I'm always like, no, Mexi Nuggets.
Yeah. I mean, I think a fry has to be somewhat in the shape of a French fry, okay? Whereas, as opposed to a tot, which is a circular, whatever, it's
but a
spherical thing.
A nugget makes me think it's chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
There needs to be a different word.
Oh,
or just a Mexi tot.
Well, that's what Mexi tots. All right.
All right.
I think we can go with that. Either way, I mean, you give me a fry, a nugget, or a tot, I'm going to say yes to all of it. I mean, honestly, it's so darn good. Got a new survey, and they asked people, okay, how do you de-stress? Because, well, stress is definitely a problem in a person's life.
I have a new way, and that's to watch Russell Wilson videos announcing that he just signed a contract. That puts me at ease.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. You'll see Russell's announcement of his new big contract. Yes, he is staying with the Seattle Seahawks. He gave the deadline, and it was right at the stroke of midnight. Yeah. Oh, maybe I shouldn't use the word stroke.
See y'all in the morning.
Yeah, now when you watch this video, you'll think it was definitely the stroke of something. Do we have the full audio of that? We definitely have to play it again if you haven't heard it.
Because if you're stressed out,
Yeah.
Picture Russell Wilson in bed.
Yeah.
No shirt on. Ciara nestled into his armpit, kind of.
Yeah.
And this is how he makes his announcement 45 minutes after he just signed the deal, making him the richest player in the NFL.
Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
Okay. I mean, again, and if you watch the video along with his Barry White voice and the way, I mean, they are in bed. They don't look like they got a stitch of clothing on, at least from what we can see.
And they didn't just wake up.
No, they didn't.
No, they even said we can finally go to sleep.
Exactly.
Right.
Because they've been celebrating. And he heard the news around midnight, but he didn't give us that video till about 12:45 a.m. So what do you think they were doing for 45 minutes after finding out that he is the highest paid player in the NFL, $65 million signing bonus,
playing video games. Duh.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what you do. No, he's probably just going through the playbook, getting ready for the season.
$107 million guaranteed. Like I said, $65 million signing bonus, and he found that out at midnight. And then at 12:45, he'd let us know what was he doing for 45 minutes between him finding out and us finding out.
Well, we got a text. I think Cougar Ben sums it up best. He says, after negotiation, it's fornication, from Russell Wilson.
Okay. There you go. Separation's in the preparation.
So I feel less stressed from that.
Yeah, I do. Dude, seriously, I mean, that is, when you sign a new deal and this stuff happens, there is definitely less stress. I mean, we did. We haven't made a formal announcement yet. I know they're going to, but I mean, we signed a new deal and we're hanging around here at KISW for another few years, which is awesome.
Till 2023. We've mapped out our contract at the same time as Russell Wilson.
If he goes, we
go.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? And we also, you know, we are the... highest paid morning show on KISW.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a really good deal. We were
nobody from 6 to 10 a.m., 5 to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Here on The Rock makes more than us.
It was quite a bit.
So take that.
Some of it's guaranteed. It's like when we get paid, like every 2 weeks, that's guaranteed. So we're on a 2-week guaranteed pay schedule.
Yes.
You know, so
pretty
that's
fantastic.
That's pretty exciting. You know, so next Friday, we're going to get more guaranteed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. And
I'm going to have to announce my paycheck in bed.
Hey.
Okay, let's get back to being stressed.
Still, though, you know what? That is the greatest. We have to do that, Steve. I mean, everything we have to announce for the rest of our lives, everyone's got to announce it from bed. It would be fun.
Okay, let's get back to being stressed.
Right. So, yes, we're talking about stressing and basically how you can de-stress. And I do 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I do the third one, too. The first one I definitely do. You know this is me. Watching TV or a movie, no doubt about it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
No, he plays board games, too.
Sorry, my bad.
My three-dimensional rep.
And eats meals.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Well, eat meals is actually another thing that people do, too. Dude, 2 out of 3.
When all's gone to hell, the first thing I think about is, what can I eat that is not healthy?
Yeah.
So it's like whenever I used to be super stressed, fast food was my go-to.
Yeah.
Which then made me super fat, which then stressed me out. It was just this really vicious cycle.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes sense. I mean, it is what we can do to basically legally de-stress ourselves, if you will, self-medicate, and until you find a better way and find better situations. And then the third thing, and I don't know how much this helps.
Babies on Roombas.
Yes.
Yeah. Babies on Roombas.
Because I'll be honest, that lowers my stress level all the time.
I think that might be number 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 3, and I'm going to ask you, does it help? I know we think we want to do this. Talking to family or friends, I don't know how helpful it is if they're just as stressed as we are.
Yeah, not really.
I mean, there's some times where you just need to let it out. Otherwise, it's just going to keep bugging you and keep bugging you. Like recently, I confronted a gal who screwed me over after many years. It was
the art girl?
The art girl.
Did you show her who's boss?
Oh, you did.
I went to her work.
You showed up to the work?
Because she ignored everything on Facebook, email, everything.
I love this.
And she was giving me sass. She's like, I thought we were done with this. It's been 3 years. I know it's been 3 years and you've had my money this entire time. I don't feel comfortable giving you back the full amount.
Why?
I'm like, she's like, I did some work. I'm like, you gave me a half-ass drawing.
So how much did she feel? Okay, so it's just
she didn't tell me how much she'd feel comfortable giving me.
She didn't give you like a percentage?
No. She was all kinds of sass and like,
wow.
I don't feel like, in the fact that you came to my work, I'm like, what else was I supposed to do?
Wow, what? Isn't that amazing?
She's like, well, I looked and didn't get any of your emails. I'm like, oh, but somehow, why did you look back into your emails? Like, you knew.
Yeah.
Like, no, I was trying to reach out.
She's I don't feel sketch. Comfortable. I love that line. I don't feel comfortable actually doing the right thing.
Yeah, like after you said you would.
Yeah, that's bull.
And
I'm curious how much she felt that she deserves to give you.
Right. I no idea. Because she's like, well, could you send me those emails? Yeah, and I'll send you screenshots. I sent her everything on every other form.
She's so full of crap.
Right.
I hate this woman.
Oh, I do too. So afterwards, I'm driving home. I am livid. I am so mad. And I'm literally, I texted everyone, anybody available to talk, like on Bluetooth.
Just to get this out of
me. I
system.
Just need a bitch about her.
Yeah.
And after I finally got a hold of somebody, bitched for 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay.
I need
I'm
a
good.
McFlurry. I'm so stressed by
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
But then I was good. I was like, okay, I can breathe. Moving on.
I wonder, do we as guys have that same thing? Do we need to do that? Because I know that when I forget what the hell the name of the seminar was, but I was asked to speak at a woman's seminar, and it was like, I think it was called the Queen's Course, and they call it emptying the basket, what you were doing. Mm-hmm. You just need to empty your basket. You don't want it fixed. You just want a vent. Like, you don't want someone to go, hey, Vicky, have you tried this, this, and you don't want that. You just go, look, I just want to rail on this situation. Let me do it.
Yeah, and like, I know with like my old roommate, Tahiti Steve, like, we'd come up to each other. It's like, dude, I need you to be a girl for me right now. I'm just going to bitch, and you just need to say, agree everything with what I'm saying. Like, oh, yeah, she is a bitch. Oh, yeah, that's effed up, blah blah blah. And I would do it for him too. He's like, hey, like, I need to let off some steam. I want to bitch about this person. I need you here for me. And we would preface that, and we would have really good vent sessions.
Steve, you know, I try to do that for Steve when, but it doesn't, Steve doesn't really vent much unless, the only time Steve I've ever seen him get mad is when the equipment's not working.
Yeah,
you know, and then he'll be just
no, you stress me out more. Because, like, you get super angry, then you're angrier than me about it, and then mm-hmm. that stresses me out.
Oh, yeah. I thought I showed solidarity.
I appreciate that. No, I know, and I appreciate you doing that, but I see that you do that with a lot of people. When someone complains, you go even next level.
Oh.
And then it's like, now I'm even more pissed. Like, yeah, let's kill some people, BJ.
Yeah, see, that's what I said. I thought that would be helpful. Okay,
and then so our engineer disappears, so I'm not saying where he went.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, but hey, Steve, what happened to that guy? He used to work here. Not
you might
anymore.
Have to go to a couple different counties to find
him. So I got
to
dial it back
just a tad,
just a tad, just agree and go, wow, sorry to hear that. That
yeah,
sucks.
Pull it back from 1,000 to maybe 60%.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Oh, that's gonna have to be a dramatic pullback, because I was sitting there, was Vicky telling the story. I want to go talk to this woman now.
We should all go.
No. Oh my god, that'd be fantastic.
Let's dress up like mafiosos.
Oh my god, yes, like old school with the pinstripes.
Yes,
see,
and suspenders and cigars. We
see,
don't
I'm like the guard
them.
Dog you want to be. See.
And then BJ can be the godfather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you don't want to complete the painting and you feel uncomfortable. How comfortable would you feel with a lawsuit? How comfortable would you feel that?
Can I hold a baseball bat while we do this?
Yes.
Well, you know.
Oh, it could be a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah.
Oh, one of the big red ones.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the big red one definitely is. Yeah. That was the wiffle ball bat.
I'm more of a fan of the thin, less girthy yellow one.
The less girthy yellow one.
I have one of those.
Are we still talking about wiffle
ball bats?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, yeah, so, yeah, I'll have to dial it back. I didn't know that I was actually stressing people out while I thought I was helping them.
No, I think your intentions are in the good place.
They are,
But you're like throwing more fuel into the fire.
Okay, yeah, because I remember I was sitting with Steve and go, Steve, let's kill people over this.
You put the Braveheart paint on, it gets weird.
It does.
Yeah.
It's like smearing goat's blood on his face. I'm like, I don't even know where he got this goat's blood.
I do like it when people use me as a guard dog. That's happened to me a couple times where people have used me and I didn't know that I was being used as a way for them to get back at somebody. I thought it was weird that they brought me in as a situation, and then all of a sudden I just sat there, and of course my fuse got lit because the person was a moron, and I just go, God, I can't believe you're a moron. And then I find out later, they go, oh, that's exactly what I was hoping for, that you would just yell at him.
And Sarah's the exact same way, because I tried to confront her before, but she wasn't at work, and I brought Sarah with me to be my backup.
Wow.
I was kind of bummed I didn't bring her with me, but it just didn't work out that way.
Damn.
Yeah, because Sarah could get all like Nicki Minaj on her. Yeah.
Oh, no, she would have gone all kinds of bitchy, and I would have loved it.
Aaron from Everett has a good point. Vicky B, take that bitch to small claims court. You have all the proof, all the correspondence. F that B.
I am, like, very tempted to do so. I don't know. Does that cost money? How does that work?
People's court. You should do it on the people. No, then
that
you get
so
your money.
Great. Or Judge Judy.
People's Court, though.
I love Judy better because she would yell at the lady. She would really yell at her.
Whichever one makes sure that you're I guess they all guarantee you money, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You get. She'll get paid.
And do a trip.
Yeah.
Do it.
Where is People's Court?
New York.
Okay. Is it? I thought it was California.
No, I've been to the People's Court multiple times.
Oh, so New York. Okay, New York.
Just as an audience member, not actually on the show.
Well, if I'm going to do this, then you guys need to be in the audience, of course.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be your.
Character witnesses,
yes. Signal areas,
because that's what they need in these People's Court shows.
Yeah,
dude, you should totally do it and see if it happens.
That's a great idea.
Do they fly you out if they pick you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And you know what? They'll pay both of you. The thing is that's why people go on there. They get paid even if they lose.
Yeah.
And so, what do they care? They just got some money and a trip to New York.
Right.
It's the greatest deal ever. It's like everybody's happy.
You get your money. She gets fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, for being a whore.
Yeah, and even if she's got to pay you, she's made good because they pay her. So it's like, so she might break even a little or even get a little extra. But you'll get bank if you're right. You'll get paid to be there, and then you get paid by her.
And her reputation will be besmirched.
Oh, you want that? So you want her? Oh, you want her reputation?
Well, right. Like, here's the thing.
I just love that she said, I don't feel comfortable giving you the whole amount.
I was just like, what the hell? She's like, and I even told her, I try to communicate with you.
Such a passive-aggressive
Facebook
answer.
And Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I don't check those. And I'm like, I've emailed you and you don't check that either.
Yeah, she is a passive-aggressive, I thought we were done with this. I know you thought you were done with it because you're the perpetrator.
You got a lot of money out of it.
Yeah, you're the perp. The perp always thinks they're done with it because they're the ones that did the hurting.
And it sucks because, like, I bought a ton of her artwork. I have it framed, and I wanted to put all my artwork up. I don't want her artwork anymore.
It's just a reminder of being ripped off.
And that's what I told her. I'm like, you realize I have to look at that and remind myself of what you did. You gave me a big old middle finger to my face.
Sometimes, and if you have a lawyer friend, and lawyer friends will tell you this, because people aren't intimidated by other people because they just can avoid you. You're just a regular schmo like they are. But there's something about getting something on letterhead that's from a lawyer's office that intimidates the crap out of idiots.
We could pretend we're lawyers from the office of BJ and Miggs.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say Dewey Cheatham and Howe is a great name, but we'll do that too. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. Well, I just want to go and just go off on that person. I hate passive aggressive answers. It's like, you're a cheat. Fix it. Okay. Bottom line, who'd ever want to do business with you? You cheat. You know,
that's what I'd say.
And then, you know, then I'd probably get sued. But, you know, hey, it's whatever.
I just signed a new contract is all I'm telling you. Yeah. I'll see y'all in the morning.
Hey, his dad injured himself. How? While singing happy birthday to his kid. Yeah, in the most idiotic way possible. We got the audio. You're going to hear it at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So a dad in California tried to shoot off a big confetti popper to celebrate his 5-year-old son's birthday earlier this month, but accidentally fired this popper right into his own junk.
How old are you today?
5. Surprise!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hunty.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh my god.
Did he just say F you?
Yeah, he did.
Did you say that to the wife who's laughing uncontrollably about it?
Saying it to the cannon.
Yeah,
I've done that. I've made a cannon explode into my stomach on accident trying to surprise somebody.
Uh-huh.
It hurts.
Oh,
it's bad. It's a lot of force.
Yeah, and if he got it in the boys like he did, he's done.
I can't tell what he does for a living, but he's got like a badge on his shirt. I don't know if he's like security or
he was a cop.
Is he a cop? I mean, hey, man, you might want to be on a little timeout because you don't seem to be able to know how to handle things that explode.
Yeah. Wow, dude. Yeah, he did not know the right end.
Oh, man.
And this little kid's like, Dad, no, don't point that at me. And, you know, there's Pops thinking, I got this under control.
Cute, man, but.
Oh, wow.
That's that moment where kid's like, yep, my dad's a dummy.
Yeah, he's kind of a moron.
Wow.
That's funny, though.
That's epic. Yeah, that's something that they, and they've got it on video, which means this kid's going to have it for the rest of his life, his dad being a genius.
And I don't know what it is. I mean, anything that just explodes and hits somebody in the junk, I think is funny, as long as it's not mine.
Yes. Yep.
But the fact that it's confetti, so you got all the confetti stuff flying into it, makes it even more funny.
It's a painful party, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
And apparently he's a probation officer.
Oh. Well, he just put his boys on probation. Oh, man. Oh, and he's
so proud, too. He's holding this. He's like, this is the moment.
Yeah.
And it just goes right into his junk.
Oh, and he's done. He is so done. He's like, F you, and he's just off.
And I love the wife's just laughing at him. Yeah. That's what my wife would do.
Oh, yeah.
She would not stop laughing.
Oh, what a, I mean, and that is really, I mean, that's the ultimate stupid thing right there.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, man. That brings us to this. The guy is just basically trying to do a happy birthday for his kid and takes one of those confetti poppers and just fires it into his own junk. That is a really stupid parental thing to do. And, you know, you've got parents, you're a parent, and stupidity will happen. And that's what we want to hear about. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What stupid thing did your parent do? Or when did you look like an idiot in front of your kid? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts after Shinedown on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You got to go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Check out this dad who's caught on video accidentally shooting himself in his junk with a confetti popper. He was trying to celebrate his kid's birthday. And the whole time, the kid's like, don't shoot it at me, Daddy. Don't you shoot it at me. And he thought he was just going to blast it in the air. It would be awesome. And instead, he blasted all that confetti right at his junk, point blank range. It's an awesome video. He's done, too. His wife is laughing. He's off camera. F everybody, I'm out.
And he'd say F you, I think, to the mom.
Yeah, he was done. And that was a pretty stupid thing to do, pointing the wrong end of the confetti popper at his junk. So how about you, man? Do you have a parent that did some stupid stuff, or were you the parent and you look like an idiot in front of your kid? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Storm and Fetty Way. Storm, you are on The Rock.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Morning, Storm. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Well, thanks so much. First-time caller. I'm glad to be with you today.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, man.
Thank you. I want to tell you about something my dad did. I love my dad more than anything, but he sometimes has a questionable sense. When I was 12 years old, we had a little hobby farm in Rochester. And we had scotch broom all over the property, about 15 acres, and he went ahead and cleared about 1.5 acres for the animals we were going to get.
All right.
And there's scotch broom all over the property. So he goes in and clears his 1.5 acres of scotch broom, gets it into a pile about 50 feet, and has problems igniting it. Okay, so he goes to the garage, gets a can of gasoline, and decides to add a little fuel, if you will.
That could never go wrong, just throwing gasoline everywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So all of a sudden, we're inside, and all of a sudden, he goes, and Dad comes in, he has a perma burn, and no eyebrows, and no mustache.
There we go. Wow.
My stepdad did the exact same thing with a burn pit in the backyard.
Damn.
My mom and I came home to the house reeking of burnt hair, and it didn't go away for like a week.
Oh, damn.
Yep. Yes, I can relate.
Yeah, you know, that's when kids start realizing maybe their parents don't know anything. Storm, I do appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling, too.
Yes, thank you. Maybe I have a leg up on my father. He's not that bright, after all.
There is, though, those moments do happen. It's really something where when you're a kid and you realize, all this time I thought you were amazing, you're kind of a moron. And that's a moment there.
Yeah, I had that happen just recently when I went back to visit my parents in New Jersey. A couple of instances. I've always thought my dad was the most incredible driver as a kid, because that's my only frame of reference. As I've gotten older, I've realized he's not a good driver.
Yeah.
And he's got terrible sense of direction. Like, he has the GPS on in his car, and I'm hearing the GPS say, in 3 miles, make a left. He makes a left instantly. Like, as soon as the next... And I'm like, Dad said 3 miles. He said take a left.
Oh,
yeah, and then 3 miles.
Yeah.
And then he starts arguing with me, and I'm just like, I give up. And then the moment where I realized he was out of his mind was when he was backing up the car out of the driveway before my mom got in the car. She was going to go in the back seat. And now my mom's hopping as he's backing up into her with the door open.
Oh, man.
And I'm yelling, Dad, stop. And then he finally stops and realizes my mom has been jumping. She's old. She has a chain and everything. Her jumping abilities are rather impressive. She gets in the car. My mom is just she's the sweetest woman. She doesn't even get mad at my dad. She's just like, another instance where he almost killed me, whatever.
What are you going to do?
I feel terrible laughing, man.
Dude, and then my dad has the nerve to start, not yelling, but like reprimanding her for not buckling her seatbelt.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you almost ran her over, and you're trying to yell at her for not buckling her seatbelt?
Yeah, that sounds like a dude move. Like, I almost did something really stupid, but now I'm going to yell at you.
And my wife's in the backseat texting me, your dad just nearly killed your mom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know. And she's the one in trouble.
She's in trouble for that.
Roseanne, buckle up. Jeez.
What's wrong with you? You want to get killed?
Oh, your father. Does remind me a bit of myself.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to John in JBLM. John, you are on the Rock.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, howdy, John. How about you? What stupid thing? Now, were you the one that was the stupid parent, or did you see something one of your parents did?
So, it's a little bit of both. So, this is back when I was, 8 years old. And, you know them airsoft guns, right?
They
actually had power. So my dad thought it'd be a good idea to have a little airsoft war with all these guns. So he gave all the, younger kids than me some, and gave me one, and then he had one. Well, he was just sitting inside, just waiting for everybody. So I peeked my head in through a glass spring door that we had.
Oh boy.
And he shot. And once he shot, it ricocheted off the glass and into my lip. And that's not even the best part. So I'm sitting there, yelling, screaming. My lip is cut open, and I'm just looking at my dad's your time will come. I'm gonna get you back, while I'm crying. And it took me a little bit. It only took me about 3 years. A little bit older, but I was plotting.
What did you do? How'd you?
And, so he got a brand new Challenger.
Huh? What's a Challenger? Oh, the car, Dodge Challenger. Okay, he's gone. All right, we lost him.
Oh no!
Dude, I tell you
what?
I tell you how I got him back. He got a brand new car, and that's how I got him back.
See, I show him.
Oh, he said he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I know your son's in the room. I'm very curious.
I want to hear the rest of that story. I hope he calls back.
Well, maybe you can text us it.
Yeah.
And I'll forward it to you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
Joey D's Nuts.
Now, wait a second. These kids should have no stories.
It's about their mother.
Probably about your mother. That's a good point. Yeah, she does not dumb things.
You, BJ?
Come on!
Oh, this is a great story. So we all fly to Boston, a little vacation, visit the family. We decide to go to watch a Red Sox game at Fenway Park. Well, BJ's bought some tickets, but he decides, I think it's time to upgrade. I'm going to go negotiate with a scalper to try to trade my tickets for some better seats, up the difference with some cash.
Cool.
So it goes on for about a half hour. He's haggling. I think he's doing a great job. He's
asking
questions.
You want to trade tickets and give money to get better tickets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So he gives him $20 a ticket, gets the tickets. He thinks he's perfect. He's nailed it. Get into the stadium. I got my nachos. Sarah's got her popcorn. We're all happy we're heading there. Well, turns out, Steve, there's a couple of seats in Fenway Park that are kind of, it's an old stadium. So
yeah,
they're blocked by some poles, so you can't see. And what seats did we pay $20 extra for? Seats that couldn't see the park.
Nice.
Now,
did you remember where the other seats were, and did you see what they...
I saw where the other seats were, Steve. And I was like, we were over there. Perfect view of maybe first base, a little bit further back, but it would have been great. Now, I was young at the time, and I didn't hold back. My dad's anger, I could tell he's steaming, so I go, yeah, well, we're the only dumbass family that would pay $20 for worse seats.
This is like a scene out of Family Vacation.
Yeah, no,
you are Clark Griswold with this.
And he would troll the hell out of me.
And you're Rusty.
Oh, and Steve, this is when I learned my dad will not hold back in public because I thought, oh, he won't get angry at me in public. He starts dropping F bombs. Like, and bad F bombs.
Joe!
F you!
Like, screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming at the top of his lungs at the ballpark.
Like, and the weird thing is, in Boston, nobody bats an eye probably to that. They're thinking, oh, he's just ordering some peanuts.
Yeah.
The lemonade vendor did ask us if the security needed to come, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Little boy, blink once if you need help.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you need some more lemonade?
Yeah.
I don't remember how old I was, but I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a beating.
Oh.
I was so mad. I couldn't believe I got taken for a ride so much.
And so you took it out on your son.
Yeah. And
he's trolling you.
I don't want to throw my wife under the bus, but.
Oh, here we go.
Blame the mom.
Well, here's the thing. It was a hot day, and she was like, oh, it's hot out there. I don't know if I want to sit in the sun. And our seats were right in the sun, and it was hot. So that's when I went to the guy. I go, I need seats that are in the shade. I got seats that are in the shade for you, brother.
Yeah, perfect shade. Giant pole covering the sun. And
God, I wanted to go back. All I wanted to go back. I'm telling you, I wanted to do violence on that friggin' scalper so much.
Well, we had to walk
the door. Don't blame him. Blame yourself.
No,
you're the dumbass.
They were worse tickets, but I mean, I could see trading him. I paid him more for the worst tickets.
He's scalping. He wants to make money.
He's got
an idiot willing to give him extra money for worse seats.
Yeah, he's a douche.
No,
he's a smart
businessman.
So now I study the diagram of every damn stadium we're at, and I make sure I know every friggin' seat. Oh, it's not the first time. I mean, there was a time where I was at Fenway, and I got seats that weren't seats. I was standing against a fence. There were no seats. And the guy told me, oh, this is the greatest place in the park to see a game. And I didn't know that they had, like, you literally didn't ever get to have a seat at a ballpark. Usually you get a seat.
I don't know.
This one, I'm against a chain link fence that's right at the
back. Where is this, at Fenway?
At Fenway. I'm like, you can sell this? Like, it's a spot next to a chain link fence. That's a place to see the game.
Did it have a seat number designated?
Yeah.
Or did it say SRO or something?
It did. It was like row Z. It was like row ZZZ. And you go back there. Wow. And literally, there's a chain link fence and you're behind people sitting. And I'm like, it's like this is not even a row. It's like there's the last seat, and then there's a chain link fence so people can't fall out of their seat, and that's where I'm standing behind them.
You're at a wall for the drunk person.
Yeah, they probably thought you were really weird just standing behind them.
No, there's seats.
Where's this guy?
Like, I'm a moron.
Yeah,
I don't know if they were real seats.
I'm glad you admitted to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, that's why I never again. I mean, I will never buy from a scalper ever again. Nothing. Yeah, I'm done with them. They can all burn in hell.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, scalper hell. I see them every time. Because they scalp everything now. Mm-hmm. I see them for ECCC, and I just look at them, and I go, I'm under my breath, burn in hell.
Who needs tickets? Need tickets?
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to get rid of, I had an extra one for Emerald City Comic Con, and they wanted to give me $5 for like a $40-something ticket. Mm. And I ended up giving it to the waiter. I'm like, if I'm going to get screwed out of this, I might as well give it to the waiter who actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So screw scalpers. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
No. It's awesome to work with Pearl Jam. This is really cool.
Yeah. See that? That's right. We're Pearl Jams. F the scalpers. Yeah. Well, we all know that I'm Father of the Year. There we go.
I mean, you handled it with grace.
I did. Yes. I really did. Well, you see, having Joe as a kid.
Blame it on the son.
Well, I didn't know how much of a troll he was. So I didn't know that all these years he gets me back for being whatever kind of father I was by trolling the hell out of me at every worst. So I've had to go to therapy to learn to go, all right, I know this is going to happen when things go wrong and my son's around. He is going to troll me. What do I got to do about this, therapist? And he said, yeah, scalp the kid.
Joe realized that a baseball stadium is not a safe place.
No, there's no safe place. No. Now everybody knows that about me now.
I'd do it all again over anyways.
Yeah, you would. All right. This is really a fight. This is awesome because, I mean, I'm a Game of Thrones fan, and one of the stars just shared that he injured his junk and a dragon was to blame. And if you watch Game of Thrones, you know there is a character that has some junk issues. I don't know if it's him or not. You'll hear all about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.